The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magnet Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And let me just say, finally, the sun has come out in the Northeast. It's another beautiful day here in North Central Jersey, not as beautiful day on Wall Street. Maybe that will improve a little bit before the day's out, before I go on to CNBC live from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange at 3:30, and I'm looking forward to sharing some of the insights, although as I always remind everybody, this show right here on Voice America, where you can actually complete a sentence, really have a theme, and give some interesting thought as opposed to sound bites is really what I'm all about. But the most interesting thing going on right now on Wall Street continues to be this kind of tug of war between the bulls and the bears, between the double dip recession freaks and the other folks who I think understand the concept of what I've just simply called the global build out for years. Now, the global build out, which is on track and has been for the better part of a decade, doesn't mean prices go straight up. It doesn't mean we don't have recessions and we don't have bear markets actually break out, which we've seen two dramatic 50% declines on the major indexes, and that is just completely unprecedented in American history. Now, the interesting thing, it's not the first time the market's declined by 50%, but I will tell you, if you were willing to kind of zoom away from the day trade and zoom away from the minute-to-minute market, what you'll notice is a market which has had seven or eight distinct 7 to 8% pullbacks along the way from doubling from the March 09 bottom. Now, the fallacy is that this market has gone straight up. It hasn't given people an opportunity to climb back in. The problem, of course, is that each time a pullback comes, there's more bad news. There's more reason for those famous words to come out, uh-oh, this time it's different. But this is an unloved bull market. It's already in its third year. We know that history tells us that in the first, say, 6 months of a new bull market is the best returns, and that happened again this time. By the third year of a bull market, you should hope to get 10% on your money. Now, let's compare that just for a minute versus the less than 1% available in the bank, less than 3% available in treasuries, in a real estate market that most people are probably afraid to speculate in. Although as I'm saying those words, my guess is real estate's a great investment now, just because people don't want it. And that goes back to this theme of whether you're a trader or an investor. So actually, I wear both hats. As you know, over at T3 Live, and I want you to take down a website, I want you to take down a phone number. We've never even added a commercial break into this, but my direct line at T3 is 646-845-4292. And that's the shortest term type trading mentality. We're looking, I continue just to focus on the top ranked magnet stocks, and then overlay some technical charts to see if they're overbought or they're oversold and I want to take that swing trade. It may take me 3 months. It might be 3 weeks. Sometimes lately it's even been 3 days where these things snap back and give you a return so strong you almost have to sell again. But there's another side of me, and the side to me that I'm more interested in is the conversation I'm having on our sister show on Voice America Variety on Wednesdays at noon. And we've been having just amazing guests on there. We're talking there about combining Magnet, that is combining the best financial companies. Let me reword that. They're not financial companies. They're the companies with the best financials, a big, big difference. But these are the companies that are growing their revenues and their margins and their cash flow, the exact thing Magnet looks at, and then combines that with companies with the best corporate governance and the best sustainability and transparency. All of that is laid out very clearly on TrustAcrossAmerica.com. Well, here's the thing that's really interesting. We put out the gold list back in November 1st of 2010, and those were just 59 companies that scored out above average on all of our metrics, and we call those companies the silver companies. I think it was about 124, 25 of them, and then we looked at the median point, and the companies on the half of the group were called the gold companies. Well, those stocks are annualizing out at almost 30% for the year. They're running about 38% ahead of the S&P 500, and those stocks haven't been traded or even reevaluated once. There's enough data points, there's enough things being looked at that we're saying, what would be better for a longer-term investor than to invest in the most trustworthy companies? So it's two things I'm doing, and if you're interested, for the first time now over at T3 Live, we're morphing into a new area. I will be doing direct coaching for individuals that want to take their investing and trading processes to the next level. I'll also be sharing the top-ranked Magnet stocks of all. So whichever way you want to cut it, the books I've written, Magnet Investing particularly, which I think is the one you should read first if you haven't read Magnet Investing, is all about getting to know yourself, getting to understand what makes you tick as an investor. If you are, in fact, a very impatient, high-energy, want to kind of trade the market hard, something like the most trustworthy companies shouldn't resonate that strongly with you. You'd probably be more interested in the T3 Live type of approach. If instead you're very busy at work, you're very busy at family and volunteering around the community, and you don't have a lot of time to create a portfolio and monitor that portfolio properly, maybe the best thing to do is actually work with a professional, work with a model like a Trust Across America, most trustworthy companies. Either way, my message to you is that the sky is not falling, the other shoe is not dropping. 90% of Americans eligible to work actually are working. There is a definite problem with unemployment, but when you go on, and we've actually had on this show people from jobs.com and things like that, their discussion reminds us that the unemployment rate is actually skewed to individuals that really don't have the education, the skills, or something special. So when I've shared with you this, what I call the age of specialization, this is what I tell my kids every week. If, in fact, you're really not special, it's a tough world out there. I don't care if you are employed, if you're working at a cash register at a fast food joint, if you're working at a major department chain on the cash register, it's a very, very tough life in America. Things are expensive. I think costs are growing way faster than the reported inflation. But if you have something, if you have a skill, if you have a product, if you have an edge, I believe this remains the country of opportunity. But more importantly, it's the world of opportunity. Back in the 80s, I want to kind of retray the thread I mentioned before. Back in the 80s, early 80s, when Reagan just took office, the word was America was broken, America was done, you name it. The next thing you know, by the middle of the decade, the most fashionable thing you could have if you were around the world was a Gillette razor, a Marlboro pack of cigarettes, a Coca-Cola, you name it, all American brands. And through trust across America and through just getting it right, doing what you say, saying what you do, we believe that the work ethic of America, the pride of America will come back. But I have to tell you something. It doesn't have to come back for you to make money. If you just recognize that only less than 5% of the people alive on this planet live in this country, the country, I think, that led sales in armored cars, not the United States, not China, but it was Brazil. Maybe because it's kind of a crazy world down there, I don't want to say. All I could tell you is that consumption around the world will not stop increasing. If you take any five-year data point and look at the GDP, look at the consumption, look at the transportation metrics, we have a growing population that's eating more, and you have to get out of this funk that the world is ending and the sky is falling. It's nonsense. Find those companies, whether they're magnet companies or whether they're the most trustworthy companies or whether it's something that you believe in, or maybe you even have your own edge. Maybe you're a doctor that understands biotechnology. Maybe you are an engineer that understands chemicals better. I am invested right now, when you look at my portfolio, and I'm not going to mention the names, but I'm invested right now in a company that makes chemicals for paints, accessories for gaming. I look across the spectrum of what I own and what stocks I'm invested in, and you know, one of them is in the gaming business, one of them is in the telecom business, and one of them is in the biotechnology business. It's almost like a little Noah's Ark of the greatest companies with the fastest growing revenues. And if I could just think that way, I actually have an ability to tune out the media. And I'll tell you one more thing. There's a company I'm not going to mention, but at T3 Live, if you go diagonally across the street, there's a place that sells delicious steak burritos. It's a national chain where you literally have to wait online every day to get your food. There's never a time without a line. You think that makes a good company? Well, the company's hitting a fresh, all-time high today, ranks up highly on Magnet. And this is simply what you need to do. Get involved in the best of the best and don't even think about the rest. That's what Magnet Investing is all about. I believe we're in an unlovable market. I will tell that story on CNBC today at 3:30, and I'll drum it into our heads as we go forward here on Voice America Business. When we come back, I've invited on James Dwade, and he follows a very interesting business that goes into the kind of global build that I talk about. He's an analyst over at Seeking Alpha. We'll be back with James Dwade right after this quick commercial break.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I've invited on somebody from Seeking Alpha, specializes in a very interesting business that's connected to the global build-out, as I like to call it, to iron ore bull market. He's calling it. I'm not sure if he'll call in, but doesn't matter to me. If he does, he does. What I want to mention here is the way I came across James was I was very interested in a company that scored out highly on Magnet. And he's written an article about it, so I always like to do a little extra homework. I'm always interested in other people's opinions. But here's probably the most interesting thing I could tell you about that company. I sold it a long time ago. And why? Not because I heard anything bad, not because I saw anything bad, except price. So when I talk about Magnet being the best companies in the market, and I talk about Magnet being healthy companies, and I just realized, I think James is calling us at 11:30. So we'll have him come on and we'll talk about that, and I'll just kind of globalize this conversation. The point is, the best companies have a combination, the best fundamentals, and their stock is actually still going up in price. So there's a lot of excuses people make that, oh, but this is a great company, it should do well, and this is a great company, that should happen. Well, I could actually show you charts of companies like Procter & Gamble and Bristol-Myers and Johnson & Johnson. These are great companies. These are name companies anyway that people know and respect that actually went flat for 20 years. 20 years. That'd be a long time to own a stock without making any money. So the fact is, I believe that a great investment has all the right fundamentals. They actually have very good valuation. They're going up in price. They have very little debt, insider ownership. There's actually somewhere around 16 different criteria that go into my model. They're laid out very carefully and very well in my books because I'm not looking to hide anything here. I want to be as transparent as possible. And when those companies have all those characteristics, well, you could actually change your life by just finding one or two of those a year, or frankly, a couple of those a decade. That doesn't mean trading in and out of them. That means finding them, and as long as they rank out highly, well, you continue to own them. And that's a philosophy of not buy and hold, but buy and monitor. So again, if I was looking to draft a basketball team, what's really interesting in the stock market, there's no personalities, there's no agents, there's nothing to deal with. It's a simple buy or sell key. you click on and you're in or you're out. And if you can identify someone like a Dwayne Wade, if you can identify a Peyton Manning, if you can identify a Barbara Streisand, where'd that one come from? If you can identify the true leaders in a given field, well, you can actually leave them in your portfolio and you could make just a ton of money by being patient. The old Jesse Livermore phrase, the way I made, and he was one of the greatest traders, by the way, of the 20s and 30s. He said the way he made his real money, the way he made his real money was by being right and sitting tight. It is so hard to do, and it's really hard to do if you have a real trading mentality, because the feeling is, and what we just kind of went through in the last decade, was that once a stock goes down a half a point, who's to say it doesn't go out of business? Who's to say they're not criminals and all their numbers were phony? Who's to say the market's not a collapsing overnight? So when you have that kind of fear in your mind and you're constantly looking over your shoulder, it's really hard to relax. It's really hard to invest. So how do you do it? Well, the way I think you do it is by knowing a little bit more about the company, doing as much research that you could do to figure out who's the management company? How many shares do they own? Do they make their money on flipping their stock as they're given options every quarter, or do they have skin in the game? All of these things lead me to find what I call magnet stocks. But, and here's the important point, I don't believe in magnet to the exclusion of the real world. And what do I mean by that? If I find a company, it ranks out highly on magnet, and it just starts to go down on heavy, heavy volume, and then rallies up a little bit on light volume, and then goes down again on heavy volume, and suddenly the stock is no longer going up in value, but going down in value. When I back away and look at a weekly chart, I look at several days, I'm going to sell that stock, because I have experience knowing that great companies go down, and as William O'Neill points out in his book, leaders, absolute leaders in the stock market, and he did his study over many, many years, after they're no longer leaders, lose over 60% of their value. That's an amazing, amazing number. If you look at companies and said, no, but this is different, you know, Sun Microsystems, just as an example, dominates the server business so thoroughly back a few years ago that they can't do anything but go up. But what happened? The stock went from $80 to $1. Lucent went from $80 to $1. Got bought out by, I think, Alcatel for $2. You can go on and on, not of the companies that actually were altogether bad guys, but bad things happen to good companies. Companies lose their way. And then as my analogy goes forward and forward, Peyton Manning's on top of his game, but many people listening to the show, many people at T3 don't even know the name Johnny Unitas or Bart Starr. You go back a little further to another generation, Red Grange. I mean, I don't want to get silly here, but the point is Arnold Palmer could not win a golf tournament if his life depended on it now. Not because he's not a good guy, not because he didn't have a great game. His time has passed. And when companies' times have passed or industries' times have passed, time to simply move on. So I'm unwilling to average down and buy more of a company simply because it ranks that high on magnet. A true magnet stock has a combination of great business fundamentals and a great chart. And by chart, it's just going up in price. I'm going to mention a shoe company on CNBC today at 3:30. That shoe company, by the way, had a dramatic rise, a dramatic fall, and now it has a dramatic rise again. You only want to be involved in the companies during the rise. I hate to be callous like that, but this is not marriage. This is not family. This is not neighbors. This is simply a vehicle to either make money or lose money. And I want to always remember anything can happen. Literally anything can happen in the market. I have war stories that I've lived and learned from. And so the point is I want to be involved in great companies doing great things. And when they stop doing great things and their revenue declines, their margins decline, or their price begins to really decline, and I don't mean for an hour or a day at a time, I mean they break support and they act badly. And I know what that looks like. That's called experience. And when that happens, I simply move on. So we're going to have James Dwade call in a little while. I was thinking 11:15, but he's coming in 11:30. The very company I contacted him on months ago, I sold that company. And I'm not embarrassed. I'm curious about what's going on now. And my belief is, might even be doing well again. And with the global build-out, I think going to continue. And I said, I think going to continue. I'm really interested in this next segment. But I'm going to remind you that a barrel of oil, from a quality standpoint, is almost identical, I think, to what it was 5 years ago. Now, in between that time, the price of a barrel of oil went from $30 to $147 to $35 to $110 a barrel, same barrel of oil. But there's a different cost and a different price. And folks, even though you think that the global build that is happening and more kids are going to be driving, I would hate to be an investor and buy into the oil market at $147 and then look around at $35 and ask myself, was my thesis correct or not? How many years do I need to actually break even again? So it's not buy and hold, not actively trading, it's magnet investing. And I'm not saying it's good for you, I'm saying it's good for me. And I'm looking to share and through this show bring on analysts who believe in value investing, traders that believe in income trading, free market, efficient market, momentum market, all kinds of ways of thinking so that you, the listener, can figure out who you are and what fits. The only thing we know that doesn't fit is a sub 1% money market. And nervously tuning in to see if, in fact, the world ended yesterday or maybe the world will end tomorrow. Plan for tomorrow through investing in the future. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to look about the global build-out and see who's hot and who's not. And it's everyone's opinion, so take everything with a grain of salt. We'll be right back. Should be a great discussion. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more Magnet Investing in just a minute.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here. At your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magna Investing. And I want to share that Wall Street has changed considerably in the last couple of years. I think it's harder and harder to get quality research. And one of the places active investors and, I guess, longer-term investors, too, will go to get a little extra information, a little extra insight is a great place called Seeking Alpha. And we have James Dwade, who's working over with Seeking Alpha, and I brought him on to discuss his sector. I think it's a very important sector. And James Dwade, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jordan. I'm sorry I couldn't join you in your studios in Manhattan.
Well, you know, maybe next time, and if you travel to New York at T3 Live, we got a beautiful studio, but I think what we're really interested is in your mind right now, and, you know, I mentioned in the very top of the show, James, that I believe that there's a global build-out, meaning bigger population, consuming more. I think it's a one-way ticket, but we know that the markets don't work one-ways, and the price of commodities doesn't either. So I think the best way to start, James, is why don't you give us kind of a background about yourself, who you are, your experience in the market, maybe a little bit about Seeking Alpha, and then we'll jump into something you wrote earlier, stocks to benefit from an iron ore bull market, which I'm very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about you and Seeking Alpha first.
Sure. For starters, for me, I am a researcher by trade. I actually work in the biomedical research field, but I'm getting my master's from the business school at Ohio State University, and I started investing actually in the big downturn in 2007 to 2008. I'm more of a value-minded guy,
mm-hmm.
And I really gravitate more towards the Benjamin Graham school as opposed to technical analysis.
Gotcha.
And for me, I really look for what Charlie Munger would call Lollapalooza effect.
Okay.
type investments, where you have several major drivers pulling something in the same direction, and it kind of makes for a no-brainer as far as investment thesis is concerned.
Beautiful. So you're looking at a kind of a mega trend type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could talk about, let's kind of stick on that for a minute, you know, with this kind of a question of, if you do your fundamental research and you come up with what you find an outstanding idea at a good valuation, obviously you want to buy into that stock, you want to buy into the company. As it begins to go down, though, in value, is there any level that a stock can go down or any action a stock can take that you scratch your head and say, maybe I'm wrong or maybe I should just buy more each time?
Yeah, you know, you really test your mettle when the stock market's going down as opposed to going up. You have to definitely look at your research and make sure that your investment thesis is correct. For the most part, over the last couple of years, I've done phenomenally well, and I guess I'm very fortunate, and I try to do my best to put the research together. But if things do go wrong, I just go back to the fundamentals. I go back to the filings and make sure that my thesis is correct.
Okay. So one phrase to bring out, and James, how long have you been actually investing your hard after-tax real money in the market?
For about 3 years now.
Okay. So the first comment I'll actually throw out to you and to kind of everybody else out there is the old Wall Street adage, don't confuse brains with a bull market, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
But I do understand and I do believe that fundamentals, frankly, are what drives technicals. So when people are looking only at technical analysis, I believe they're making a mistake. When people are only looking at fundamentals, I believe they're making a mistake. And I think if you can marry them both,
mm-hmm.
There's not too many that work out, but let's get into this. I originally contacted you about a company in the iron ore business that was paying a huge dividend, that was making a lot of money for me, and some things came out. I said, let me actually get to somebody who's done some real great fundamental research, which is why I reached out to you. We don't even need to talk about that company. I believe that there's a global build-out. That's the simplest way to say it. I brought you on the show, James, to talk about your views of what's going on in terms of maybe the broad commodity, in terms of whatever you think that listeners, rather than you say, I knew this back on May 26, 2011, I wish everyone would have asked me, what should actually people be thinking about that you want to bring up right now?
Sure. Well, I think first I would love to just give a background on why iron ore is in a bull market right now.
Perfect. To further
your point, if you look back to 2000, Chinese imports of iron ore, according to World Steel Organization, were about 69 million tons. In 2010, it was 619 million tons. So that's a 24% annual growth rate. And it really does speak to the fact that there is this global build-out, that iron ore markets and commodity markets in general are being pushed up by emerging market demand, particularly
okay, James,
in China.
Before you go forward, let me just ask a question to clarify that. You're talking now in tonnage, not in price and volume, right? Just tonnage.
That's specifically speaking about tonnage that that China was importing.
Perfect, great.
Yeah. And so there are three major factors that are leading to the iron ore bull market, at least in my opinion there are.
Mm-hmm.
The first is a weak dollar policy. Generally, you have an inverse ratio between commodities and the U.S. dollar, which is the world reserve currency, right?
Okay, yep.
And then the second factor is emerging market demand, which you've been talking about in your show today. And then the third most important factor, in my opinion, is that there is a the suppliers are basically squeezing the steel producers. So China's the largest importer of iron ore. They take up about half the market. And there's three major suppliers that dominate the seaborne iron ore trade. That's Vale in Brazil. They're the largest producer.
Happens to rank up really high on my model, by the way.
What's that?
Happens to rank up really high on my model.
Yeah, they're a phenomenal company, and they're going to be doing very well coming in the next few years, in my opinion.
Good. No, I'm glad you brought up that name. That's great.
The other two companies are BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto, which they mine out of Western Australia in what's known as the Pilbara region.
Okay.
And so these three companies take up about 75% of the iron ore import market, and China consumes about half of that market. And if you look at the steel producers in China, it's actually a very fractured market. About 10 steel producers in China make up about 50% of the Chinese steel market.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole host of others behind that. So there's no dominant player that can really negotiate with these big three. And so that creates what Michael Porter would call as a sort of a suppliers are threatening the producers.
Okay.
And so with the big three, basically they created a cartel similar to OPEC, and they went from an annual benchmark system to a quarterly benchmark system. And then they're looking to go from a quarterly benchmark system to a spot price system.
Okay.
And this happened in early 2010, mainly because of the demand picture from emerging markets, particularly in China, and because they felt like they were just getting hosed by China, essentially, because they were paying very low prices for iron ore. And so they created this cartel, and they moved over to the pricing system, and the price of iron ore went from about, you know, $90 a ton to about $180 a ton.
Okay.
And that's about where it sits right now. It's about $180 to $170 a ton.
Pretty extraordinary jump, no?
It's a pretty extraordinary jump. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, because of that picture, are you getting a lot of people joining that market? Are you going to have oversupply? And the answer is yes and no. Yes, you probably will have oversupply in 3 to 4 years' time, but currently it's a tight market. The reason being is that it takes about 3 to 4 years to make a mine, to build out the infrastructure like a railroad, a port, mm-hmm. and then ship it out. And so in that interim of that 3 to 4 year stretch, you're going to have a tight market where prices are going to be sustained probably until this flood of iron ore hits. And you can see that there's a lot of IPOs with these junior Canadian iron ore miners. There's some IPOs smaller mining companies popping up in South America and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you will hit that oversupply figure, but currently it looks like as long as Chinese demand is sustained, which it looks like it will be, then the price of iron ore should stay stable, in my opinion.
Okay. And it's pretty interesting, and what I appreciate here, what I'm hearing is a lot of thorough research, a longer term time frame, and I know I just wonder when I look at the price action, if you will, on these stocks, they're actually all pretty weak right now. And so I don't know if the market is anticipating or if, in fact, they had just done real well. They're taking a time consolidating. It's hard to tell right now for me anyway.
Yeah. Iron ore stocks or mining stocks in general, I think, have gotten hit pretty hard as of late. And I'm not really sure if that's just because the dollar has strengthened or there's a question about whether or not the emerging market picture is actually going to develop the way that people think it's going to develop.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the market is kind of taking a pause because there has been such an extraordinary jump as of late. At least that's the way I view it. And I think that typically, from what I've heard, is that the spring and the summer is weaker for mining stocks, and the fall and the winter is a little bit better. And so maybe come the fall, we'll see a resurgence in iron ore stocks. But for right now, I think that, you know, now is a time where you can really pick over the companies that you think are going to be a winner in the future and invest heavily in them.
Right. And again, a value investor is going to buy on weakness. He's going to use that opportunity to accumulate. What I'd like you to do, James, if people want to read your articles, why don't we wrap up the segment, share your email or a website where they can go. I know you've done some great writing. Where can they find out more what you're thinking by checking out your writing?
Yeah, absolutely. They can see me over on seekingalpha.com. I'm a contributor over there. I've written several articles on iron ore. Basically, you can just send me a message over there, or you could email me, and that's jdewade, D-U-A-D-E. @gmail.com. I love to talk iron ore or stocks in general, so feel free to reach out to me. And if you have any specific questions, I'd love to help answer them, or if you want to get my take on the winners in the sector, I can certainly do that too.
Fantastic. James, what we'll do is we'll reach out to you again. We'll have another segment. I think these segments go short, but frankly, I think you have a lot of insight, and stick with it, and I think it's a valuable segment, so we'll have you on again, and have a great day for yourself, okay?
Thanks a lot, Jordan.
All righty. And folks, it is time for a quick break here. We need to go to the sponsor. We'll be back with more Magnet Investing and wrap up right after this quick break.
market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, and welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And very interesting segment. A lot goes through my mind when I hear James Dwade from Seeking Alpha talking about the sector he's following right now and the companies that he's following, because it just reminds me there's so many ways in this market to be successful. And, you know, one of them clearly is if you can identify a sector or a stock that's under tremendous pressure. I heard an expression for the first time actually this week about a trading technique called capitulation traders, which basically just kind of sit around and wait for a stock to capitulate on the way down. And they watch the volume, they watch the down move, they kind of get a little feel and experience and say, okay, look, these people are not selling the stock because the stock is having a problem. They're selling the stock because they emotionally can't handle it, the market can't handle what it is. Then they go in and buy at the bottom, and then they just take that for a trade for several points up and then move on to the next capitulation trade. I never even heard of that before, but to me it sounded pretty cool. And what I'm getting at is I believe personally that if I find a good investment and I want to take a full position in it, at T3, they call it tier trading. Maybe you go to tier one. You're not completely sure, but you want to get involved. You've done your research. If you're going to buy 1,000 shares, maybe you buy 300 shares. Well, the question is, where do you add your rest? Some people will say, okay, I bought the stock at 20, and it's now 18. I want to buy some more. And then, hey, now it's 3, and now I could buy a whole lot at this price. That's just not my technique. I like to average up a little bit. I like to prove that the stocks are actually getting some sponsorship, that they're actually healthy, and I want to buy a little more. And then, say a stock goes then from 22 to 28 and then pulls back to 24 stabilizes and starts to go up again, well, I'll buy my third piece at 24. And each price I paid was a little higher. Kind of like maybe if you think about real estate in Manhattan and you bought every period only at higher prices, well, listen, that's not chasing, that's not momentum, that's just kind of what I call confirming that you have a good idea. What blows people's mind, and I'll share, you know, just a single example, I don't think it happens often, but Lucent was a name that resonated in America. And Lucent had more, it was the AT&T division that had all the patents and the most brilliant people. And the reason it's sensitive to me a little bit is I live right in the area where Lucent had a headquarters. And when I was just a retail broker to individual clients and I just began using this thing I developed called Magnet, at a certain point it stopped ranking out high, and the stock started to drop. And when I recommended people sell it, they said, but this is Lucent, Jordan. Maybe you take yourself too seriously. What is this Magnet, and maybe I should buy more? Well, Lucent went from something like $80 to a single dollar. And down at a single dollar, they said, we're going to divest ourselves. We're going to sell this golf course that we own. And people said, golf course? What are you talking about? You own a private golf course for the company? And then as the facts came out, they not only owned a golf course, but they owned a little five-star hotel secluded in the woods that was only open for their senior executives. They had a world-class wine list and chef at the place, and people would come. They'd bring their spouses, their significant others, or their insignificant others, and partied on company money. And it wasn't until the company was actually flat on their back that they said, we're going to sell this, and people were furious. And my simple point is, you think you might not know a company. You think you might know what you're doing, but frankly, you can't really tell. And so the worst thing in the world is for someone, and I know the executive in the area that had a beautiful, beautiful grass golf course right on his, a grass tennis court right on his property. Think of how much money it costs to maintain a grass tennis court on your own property. Well, that guy ended up selling his home, not because he wanted to, but he was forced to. And it's a tragedy of someone who made a lot of money and then took the full round trip in the stock market and never sold. And so the key is, if I'm good enough and I can find LeBron James in high school, do I actually want to make a point off him? Or even if I think he's a jerk, do I want to leave him in my lineup until he can't dominate a basketball game? And if we go to a better, kind of more upright guy, if we talk about Peyton Manning, the year he wins his first MVP or his first Super Bowl, do I say, well, he's already at this all-time high, I'm going to sell him right now? Or do I want him to throw 50 more touchdowns the next season and benefit from having him in my lineup? And this is true of every single movie star, and it's actually true of every stock. So when a company is humming on all cylinders, when I get in the mood for a steak burrito and know I have to wait 15 minutes in line because there's 40 people ahead of me every single hour of every single day, maybe, just maybe, I should buy some shares in that company. And then down the road, one of these days, what's going to happen is that stock is just going to lose its mojo. The Fed will change, people will move on, life will go on, and the next thing you know, there won't even be a line at that company anymore. And at that point, I shouldn't be saying, but, it's a good company, but nothing. But there'll be a new name, and the MVP in the NFL for 2020, we probably don't even know his name yet. But if you insist on 2020 on drafting Peyton Manning, that's your issue, not mine. And I'm not being callous here. I'm just simply saying the stock market is a place to learn yourself and to understand who you are, how much time you have, how much effort you can put in. And all I want to do is have the most productive companies, the most profitable companies, going up in price and then move on. And you know what's funny? Will Rogers, the old cowboy from a long time ago, I've never seen any of his movies, but he's been known to be an unbelievably great investor, kind of like Roger Penske of this era. Brilliant mind, always made money. Will Rogers said, all I want to do is own a stock that goes up, and when it stops going up, I want to sell it. Not that hard if you can just relax and follow your nose, follow your head. Follow a model, learn who you are, whatever you need to do to get out of the 1% money market and into ownership of healthy companies. That's what Magnet Investing is all about. Folks, go to magnetinvesting.com. That will bring you to the T3 Live page. Call me directly if you have any questions, any thoughts. It's 646-845-4292. Have a great week ahead. I'm actually going to play in the sun for a little while. I'll be on CNBC at 3:30 this afternoon. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week right here at Magnet Investing. Take care.
Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.
Join host Daniel Gutierrez.